98.1 KZE. Wednesday is Friends Day, brought to you by Hudson Paws in Hudson, New York. HudsonPaws.org to find your next best friend. Inviting great local musicians into the studio and delighted to welcome today for the first appearance, please welcome Atabeya.
Thank you.
98.1 KZE. Delighted to welcome Atabeya to the studio for his first appearance. And this is the solo Atabeya, right?
Yeah, this is the one-man band version.
You don't sound like one person on the radio.
I'm glad that comes across.
Like a few people. Yeah, I love judicious use of pedals.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of an acoustic guitar suddenly becoming an electric guitar.
Right.
Yeah.
Guitar is just perfect for transforming. I don't know what it is about stringed instruments just going through electronics. It could just come across like anything through the speakers. Put enough toys on it or whatever.
You ever see Consider the Source?
A long time ago. I've definitely seen their videos, but never live.
Yeah, I love those guys. And one of their many things that they were known for was having this system of whatever pedal magic they worked, where like sometimes the guitar would just be a trombone.
Right,
or
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff. Yeah, sometimes my guitar will be a bass and people like at a show will come up to me just very confused. They're like, I thought this guy was playing bass, and I realized there was nobody playing bass, and it was just this guy. Just, you know, putting stuff on a looper and then changing it back, putting stuff on top of it.
Yeah,
you know.
That's so awesome. So welcome to KZE. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, when you are not Atabeya, you are Josh Towers, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and you're in a few different bands in the area.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been playing. I mean, I grew up in New Paltz, and I was just playing music, you know, at all the bars since I was, like, 16 or 17. They would just kind of let it slide.
Since you were technically too young to be there.
Yeah. I couldn't really hang out, but I would just play. So a lot of people just know me from being in a bunch of different bands that are totally different, like, styles. Like, I was here a couple weeks ago with my other group, Groovepin, who was previously known as the Kairos.
Right.
And we had played, you know, in New Paltz since, like, 2010, 2009 or so, under a bunch of different names.
All the same lineup the whole time?
Basically, we used to have four people, and then it turned into three people, and sometimes we just, you know, feature friends if we want to do, like, a bigger kind of thing. Like, sometimes we do a lot of, like, video game music covers, so
yeah.
It requires a lot of layers, so sometimes we'll bring on, like, somebody play drums or an extra guitar or keyboard or something like that.
Yeah, but very much, like, in the fabric of, like, the Hudson Valley music scene.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's like a rotating door of just, like... Everyone knows everyone and their brother, you know, in some sort of band.
Yeah. I know. I feel like you're one of the people that I'm, like, surprised we haven't, like, really run into each other yet.
Right. Yeah.
Because I'm sure we know all the same people.
For sure. Yeah.
Tell me about Atabeya. How long have you been doing this project? And, you know, you said sometimes it looks like this, sometimes it looks like a bigger band.
So, yeah, sometimes it looks very different. Like, it started out kind of as you're hearing it now, in just, like, me in my bedroom on a looper. And I just kind of had this idea. I was like, I don't hear a lot of, like, kind of Caribbean and Latin music around, like, Ulster County.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, half my family being of, like, Haitian, Dominican descent, I just wanted to start writing something that sounded somewhat like the barbecues that I remember from when I was a kid, basically.
Cool.
So it's, like, incorporating a lot of, like, Haitian and Dominican rhythms. And just, like, especially some of the sound effects, especially for the next song, it'll come across. But the last song I played was just called Past Life Lovers, which we'll get lyrics soon.
Okay.
There's a, you know, strong melody to it, and I like
it. Yeah, I loved it as an instrumental, though. It's very, very hypnotic, very beautiful.
Yeah. It's supposed to be kind of a little bit trancey.
Yeah.
And highly influenced from, like, Ali Farka Touré, is, like, a Malian guitarist.
Sure, yeah, we love him here.
And bands like Bombino and, like, you know, a lot of, like, Tuareg kind of.
You're speaking the KZE language. Yeah.
Yeah. I've definitely caught some good stuff on the air. It's so nice to hear that kind of music.
Yeah. Well, there's such amazing stuff out there. And yeah, I mean, I've been getting really into, like, Anatolian rock and some of the stuff from, like, Thailand. And it's like, why are we not hearing more of this?
It's crazy. Yeah. It's like the scales and the rhythms that they use are just fresh enough where even if they're kind of, they're playing their version of rock or blues and it sounds crazy to a lot of, like, Western ears,
because it's coming, like, from a different, through a different lens. Yeah.
Totally.
And I love that. I was actually going to ask a question about the scale. Were you tuned differently for that song?
I'm tuned in standard, but okay. I'm using what, to the best of my knowledge, is sort of like a Tuareg blues scale.
Cool.
Where it's just a couple little extra notes in between a very basic scale.
There's something about it.
It's about where what notes lead to the other notes that really, like, define kind of the sound and the little pull-offs and hammer-ons and kind of stuff like that.
yeah Yeah. Atabeya is my guest in the studio. Tell me about the name. Where did it come from? What does it mean?
Yeah, Atabeya is kind of a variation of the name Atabe, which is, so in Taino culture, which is like the native people of the Caribbean islands, like Cuba, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, even parts of like Florida and stuff. There is a very important spirit that's like kind of like a Mother Nature type of spirit that represents fertility, running water, and just in general, like Mother Nature.
Cool. Yeah.
And I just thought it was, you know, kind of an all-encompassing, it's like kind of we're all coming from this spirit or connected to it somehow. So
yeah, fits the sound for sure. Yeah. Yeah. As you said, you also play in Groove Pen. So quick shout out to the SUP event this Saturday at Keegan's. We were chatting with, I'm sure, our mutual friends, Ramona Lane, the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're putting on a really cool event. Groove Pen is playing. It's this Saturday at Keegan's. And it's a soup party to benefit the Kingston Blue Fridge, the free pantry, and Family of Woodstock. Bring a canned good and enjoy all of the soup you can eat.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be really cool. It's going to be all day, I think.
All day, yeah, starting at 1.
1 to 11. Groove Pen, we're going to play last set, I believe. I think we're going to start at like 9-ish, cool. 9 or 10.
Yeah, so when people are loose.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
How is Groove Pen different from Atabeya? Different lineup, different...
Different lineup. Although sometimes I have to steal my guy Dylan to play bass with me.
Understandable.
You know, yeah.
Dylan's great.
It just comes... Yeah, he can play whatever. Yeah, Groove Pen is just, it's very different because it's like so multifaceted. We, you know, we all write our own songs individually, so we end up switching instruments, switching like being like the lead role. Like I usually play drums in that band, but if I write a song on guitar, I'm just playing guitar. Dylan's on drums, and it's very multi-genre. Like it can be jazz fusion, it could be folky, indie, it could be kind of like progressive rock, like kind of weird rhythms, weird time signature kind of stuff.
Yeah, you do it all.
Yeah, we try to throw everything that we think is just cool into that band. You know,
I mean, you
like
as a band,
a lot of covers, a lot of originals,
but also you as an individual musician, you kind of do it all in terms of instruments, genres.
Yeah. I think it's maybe an ADHD thing or something. I just like, I would learn an instrument and be like, oh, this is cool, but I really want to learn this other instrument. And it's just, I would just listen to albums constantly and be like, I want to do that.
But you actually followed through and did it. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I got pretty comfortable just playing at least guitar, bass, drums.
Yeah.
A little bit of keyboards, depending on, you know.
Enough to cut your own records in your bedroom if you want.
If a reggae band needs me, I can do a little bit of that kind of stuff.
Just send out the signal.
Yeah.
You'll appear.
Yeah.
With all of your instruments.
And that's probably has a lot to do with how I write the songs in Atabeya, because I'm always thinking, I'm like very like drum forward in my thinking. Even if I'm writing guitar, it's like very rhythmic, and I'm just like, the drums are in the front of my mind, like I always have like a beat.
Yeah, I think that's a great place to start. I think like people who come from like a rhythm section background, drums or bass, like you have a sense of like how to make a song groovy.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever groovy means, you know, it doesn't mean just one thing, but where can we follow Atabeya, or should we just follow you to kind of keep up on all your projects?
You can follow me and Atabeya on Instagram. I probably have a little bit more content on my personal page. That's just Josh Aaron Towers, like A-A-R-O-N, Aaron, T-O-W-E-R-S, you know.
Spelled like Towers.
Yeah, just normal. Some people think I'm saying Torres or something, you know, I wanted to come across wrong. And then Atabeya, Instagram is Atabeya, is A-T-A-B-E-Y-A, collective with a K. So K-O-L-L-E-K.
Okay.
T-I-V, no E at the end.
Okay, there's a trick here.
Yeah. It's just phonetic. It'll come up.
You're making me want to host a radio spelling bee.
Yeah, I'm like, oh man. I'm like trying to look at the word in my mind's eye. Like,
radio spelling bee, but with like band names.
Yeah.
So you never know how it might be spelled. Josh Towers, aka Atabeya, here in the studio for Friends Day. Do you have another song for us? I love one.
Yeah, I got one more song that's much more in a Caribbean style, in like a Haitian compa style, which is, it's kind of like a form of jazz and folk music in a way, but it's very like, you know, dancey and relaxed.
Sick. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Josh Towers, a.k.a. Atabeya on 98.1 KZE on Friends Day. That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And remind us once again, you are on Instagram, both as yourself and Atabeya.
Yeah, yeah. Just Josh Towers Music and then Atabeya Collective with K's and no E at the end.
Right, right, right. And I always like to ask, do you have music on Bandcamp that people can pay you money for?
Not yet.
Okay.
Soon.
But come to the show.
Working on recording, so I only have one show actually planned for the next couple months. But
well, you got Groove Pin on Saturday, and then where's Atabeya going to be out?
Atabeya on April 10th. We're going to be in New Paltz at Bacchus Restaurant.
Oh, great.
So, and we're going to have two other bands that are really amazing. Alessandra Gonzalez and my friend's band, that is Vael y su Orquestra. So Vael and his orchestra.
Is it a full orchestra squeezing into Bacchus?
It's like a mini big band.
Awesome.
It's kind of similar to my band. It's like a mini big band. It could be like 5 to 6. Sometimes it could be 7 people.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to happen, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be a great night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming, and come back soon. Bring the whole crew.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
We got your community bulletin board now, and guess who? Ramona Lane up next on KZE.